We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:07 on this Monday morning, indeed. Larry Richard, Marty Griffin, the Big K Morning Show.
Wouldn't you assume, if you're at Kennywood, Larry, wouldn't you assume as a parent, as a grandparent, as a father, as a role model, that when you're in there, there aren't a bunch of folks toting illegal guns? Wouldn't you assume that?
Yeah.
I would think they would have to guarantee that, right? I have a guy, I'm going to get into this later, who said back in the day, and this is how long this has been going on, they would jump the fence in the 90s with guns, Larry. In the 90s with guns. And it raises the issue about who's responsible. I had to grab Rob Pierce, attorney Rob Pierce. Sadly, Larry, we just had him on, what was it, 10 days ago?
Talk about
haunted hayride.
A haunted hayride. And the issues there, I mean, you would assume you go to a hayride.
To be safe.
Oktoberfest, autumn. Yeah.
A young man trying to break up a fight is murdered in front of what, Larry? 40 witnesses?
We still don't have a suspect.
Rob Pierce, man. Rob, wouldn't you assume if you're at Kennywood that you would be safe, sir?
You would assume that, and unfortunately it's not the case, which is why I'm here talking to you again a few weeks later. We keep talking about these shootings, and the reality is the world we live in, these are all too common.
So I'm hearing that Kennywood has a system to detect guns that is as advanced as Disney. Do you buy that?
You know, Marty, let's accept that to be the truth. And let's accept the previous clip you had where the police department reported that Kennywood said the metal detectors were working.
That's right.
We also know that there are witnesses there who have said that they were asked if anything was in their handbags, and they said no, and they walked through. There were witnesses that said they didn't even think the metal detectors were working. Kennywood has a policy of if you're under the age of 17, you have to be accompanied by an adult.
Sure.
What that means is someone over 21 has to be with you, not turn you loose in the park. We assume these metal detectors work. We assume the policy is in place, and they might have the best metal detectors. They might have very good policies. But if those policies are not enforced, they're worthless. If the metal detectors are not working properly, they're worthless. And that's what really has to happen here. It has to be a deep dive into the security measures, the plan that was in place, and was the plan implemented. And it appears something clearly broke down here.
And Kennywood released a statement saying, our entry security protocols include a state-of-the-art weapons detection system put into place at the start of this season, video scanning and bag checks. We regularly supplement our park security staff with officers from the Allegheny County Police Department and West Mifflin Police Department. And that is Mark Pauls, a Kennywood spokesperson. So that's what they've said so far. But obviously, it's going to take a while, I guess, to get into the details. But Rob, we don't have a suspect yet.
Hey, Rob, what troubles me, because, you know, you're my man, and I love your presentation, but what troubles me is all of a sudden, everything in America has turned into the airport security and the jail security. It's ridiculously sad, is it not, sir?
It's terrible. It's a terrible reflection of our society. You know, I was thinking when I was listening to your show a little earlier, you know, I'm not dating myself, but Marty, you know, we're in high school, you would try to, I don't know, sneak a six-pack of beer into a drive-in theater,
sure,
right? You,
sure.
You, no one ever thought about a gun. No one ever thought about shooting anyone. We've just changed. society has changed. Violence is more prevalent now than it was before. You know, the term road rage didn't mean, you know, back when we were younger, if someone cut you off, maybe someone yelled at a car and drove away. Now you have to worry about getting shot.
Yeah, I'm telling young drivers.
It's true.
You know, Marty, you're on the verge. You've got one driver in your family. You tell them when you're out, you can't engage people in traffic, especially these young people, because you just have no idea what might happen next.
No. Hey, Rob, regarding Kennywood, they got to do better, do they not? And they have to put in stricter policy because they have to assume or presume that our culture has changed, that it's a violent culture, right?
That's a factor. But to me, a more important factor, like I said a moment ago, the policies they have may be fine on paper, but they're clearly not working in reality. You mentioned a moment ago that, Drew, you have a guest on here that said he has seen or heard of bags or kids hopping over the fence.
No, he did. He did.
Yeah. And that's in the 90s.
Right.
And the point is, if this gentleman knows about it as a customer at Kennywood, if they have all their employees doing what they're told, looking for things, okay, they would know about this as well, or they should know about it, dating back to the 90s. And if that's the case, then you've got to change certain security procedures. And if you don't, this is what happens, unfortunately.
Rob Pierce, bringing it.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, you'll hear from some witnesses coming up on the Big K Morning Show.
The people just running.
A witness from the shooting at Kennywood, and there have been multiple people who have reacted
Let me jump in. Don't want to interrupt, Larry. I love him. But I'm going to read this along the lines of what you just read. Drove an older woman from Mercy Hospital who was trampled during the Kennywood shooting, Larry. She suffered a concussion and a broken wrist. Wow.
When the gunfire broke out, naturally people panicked and ran for wherever they thought would be safe.
I had to grab Van, one of my boys, a trusted friend. My friend, good morning.
Good morning, Marty. How are you?
You know, you sent me a text. The world is naive. What do you mean, sir?
Marty, any black man from the city of Pittsburgh over 45, Marty, 45, 50 years old, knows this was going to happen for the last 30 years, Marty. Like I said, this has been going on since I was a teenager in the 90s. I had a felony gun charges, Marty. Fortunately, I got expunges, this and that, when I was 16 years old. These kids and teenagers have had guns in the park since then.
Hold on. Describe a scenario about how you and others got in the park, Kennywood, in the 90s with guns.
Yeah, Marty, you find somewhere to get over the fence, a little opening or whatever, when people aren't around paying attention, and you hop over, especially like evening time to twilight, nighttime. It's not hard at all. For years, Marty, I'm 46 years old.
And these were gang wars or turf wars back then?
This was gang activity, gang whatever was going on, this and that. You knew that certain picnics, Maury, McKeesport, Penn Hills, Woodland Hills or whatever, Wilkinsburg, certain picnics, you knew that there was going to be activity, fights and things like that. So you carried a weapon. We carried weapons in school when I was a kid. The metal detectors weren't like that, but, it's a reality of life for some kids, Maury. And it's not even like all of them. I mean, not the Kennywood situation is messed up, but all of them aren't bad kids. You even heard my son say he has, and this is my son. I never knew this. Marty has had to carry a weapon. He's a good kid. You know him.
Yeah, I know. I love him.
Just out of fear. You understand what I'm saying? Just for protection.
So you heard the lawyer saying we need better security, but you're saying that if you want to get a gun into Kennywood, hop the fence, you got the gun in.
Well, like I said, Marty, I haven't really been to Kennywood in years. I'm just saying that this has been going on since, I can testify, since at least 1994.
Wow.
Well, you know, when you think about it, hasn't there been a record number of drugs confiscated at Pittsburgh International Airport through TSA? You would think people wouldn't
guns
even attempt.
Guns too, Larry.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A record number, even when you know you're going to be facing that kind of scrutiny, but this is the first time we've had this particular issue. But to your point, Van, you said it's been happening for a long time.
Van, you're a black man trying to protect a black son, And
yes.
What the hell do we do? No, really, what do we do?
What do you tell your son?
Yeah.
What was my text last week to you, Marty? These kids have no hope. What can you do? My wife is scared for my son to get on the bus to go to work, and he works literally 6 minutes away. But this is how serious it is, Marty. And I live in a suburban area. I don't live in a bad area right. like Homewood or anything like that. But even there, you have to worry.
What do you tell your son, though?
Yeah, what do you tell him?
I've heard about talk.
What I tell my son, Larry, is I tell my son to make sure that your circle is the same. I have had the same friends since I was 4 years old. You go through things, this and that together. You don't hang with new people, strange people, because if you don't know their behaviors, you never know what you might get into. So in saying that, my son is very... He's not a very social person. He has a tight circle. My friends' kids are his friends. You understand what I'm saying?
So thank you.
Check on them. You watch how they move and things like that. That's the best you can do.
You've had family members killed.
Oh, Marty, you know the stories, Marty.
Yeah. Van, you're my man. Thanks for being honest, bro. Thank you.
Okay, have a good day.
I got to read this text. Came in last night from a friend, Steve. Another shooting in Sheridan last night, up the street from my house. Listen to this from my friend who's a cop. 17-round gunfight on Carson Street last night. 17 rounds. Look, we're not trying to create this element of fear. And the boss is right. We got to have fun in the show in the morning. But, man, Larry, some days reality sets in, brother.
Well, you know, you want to create a balance. But, I mean, this is a story that is dominating the news this morning in Pittsburgh.
And it breaks my heart. Larry, Kennywood was our Disney, was it not?
Yes.
You'd get so excited about Kennywood and going in the old mill and Noah's Ark. And I wonder if that's ruined forever, Larry. Do you?
I think in some cases for a lot of people, and we've said this before, as we get ready for the anniversary of Tree of Life.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You name it. School, church, synagogue, mall, parks, town, south side, all these neighborhoods we hear nightly and people basically ignore them because it's, well, you know, it's the neighborhood. You know,
it's true.
You
and now
it.
It's Kennywood.
Now it's Kennywood. Now that has a lot of people's attention.
Sinks in, man.
And what do you do now? And what do you tell your kids? And where do we go from here? 7:25 at KDKA.
Great call, Van. Appreciate your love, brother. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA Traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Let's check in with Kathy Bergren.
And Larry, we have the normal delays out there on the roadway so far this morning. Looking at the inbound side of the Parkway East, it is backing toward the Greensboro Pike overpass. And that delay through the construction zone on 28 heading down toward Russellton-Creighton looks pretty good as you head down toward the Highland Park Bridge. Just a reminder about that Delafield Avenue ramp to the northbound side of 28. That's going to close today until the middle of October. Parkway North, no major delays for you there. Looks like that Parkway West starting to back just before Greentree. And 65 seeing a traffic light delay in each direction there at the McKees Rocks Bridge. The Rocks Bridge, with all that construction, looks pretty slow as you make your way over towards 65. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at just 7:35. I'm Kathy Berkman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And AccuWeather says mostly cloudy. We've had a few showers. Could be a drizzle here or there. Nothing showing up on the radar now. 64 the high, 47 tonight. How about tomorrow's high? Only 58 degrees. And we're at 55 at the airport now. 37. This is the Big K Morning Show.
Hey, Larry. So
somebody says to me, hey, Larry.
Hey. You're on a.
What is it, Marty?
You have this little schedule. You don't get coffee when you wake up. You drive in here first, right?
Right. I have a routine. I get a fresh banana or apple, tall glass of pure water.
It's kind of goofy.
Drink that on the way in. Maybe sneak in a Mike and Ike and ready to go.
And then you have it. You literally go there at the exact time every day. 5:30, and you fill up the coffee.
Get a fresh one.
Okay.
Right off the bat. Boom.
So your boy PJ comes in, and he's wimping out.
Our news director and executive producer, PJ Comanche.
And wimp. He's wimping out.
Not a wimp. It's all about routines.
Uh-huh.
Everything's about a routine, Marty.
And
you got to have a playbook, and then if you go outside the playbook, that's fine.
Okay.
Check with me.
Tell me why you're edgy right now.
I'm out of my routine. I can't find my coffee cup.
Exactly.
I think it's in Big Boss Dave's office.
Exactly. So go in the damn office.
I'm not doing that.
Do you have a key?
I do, but I'll just get a cup. I'll do a little cup, and I'll wait for Dave to get here. And
why?
Why
you're
not?
Building up the anxiety. And
yeah, thank
what
you.
What if it's not in there?
Listen, you got to be able to make adjustments.
What do you mean? Why are you such a wimp?
Check with me.
Why do they give you a key if they don't want you to use it?
Hey.
Because.
Did you see the video of Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator?
That's
of the Bills?
PJ right there.
In the booth.
Angry.
Yeah,
that's
angry.
PJ. That's
throwing,
PJ.
Breaking his headsets, presumably that laptop, crumpling his papers, whipping them down.
You've never been in the booth with me during a game, huh?
So I'm thinking if you're afraid to go in the boss's office, you must have gone in there before and searched through his drawers.
No, no, it's a respect thing. That's all. Not afraid, just a respect thing.
Why would they give you the key if they don't want you to use it?
Well, okay.
Do you think he cares?
You have the key.
Yeah, go in the. Give me the key. I'll go in there, wimp.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee with a styrofoam. Or a paper.
You don't care about
cup.
The environment.
Paper cup, not styrofoam. We don't do styrofoam
hey,
here.
Larry uses 3 cups every day.
No. I use 3 cups.
Listen to this.
The bottom 2 I keep.
Sure he does.
All week.
Larry,
and this is my insulation.
That's a little ridiculous.
Larry, and he only drinks coffee from. Cups from redwood trees. Redwood. They're almost extinct.
You understand
that. That's not true.
Okay, boys.
Hey, give me the key. I'll go in the damn office and get the cup.
Man
up.
No. Okay.
See that,
all right, Larry? Thank you, PJ.
Can we talk about my dress?
Why do you pick on him and get him all fired up? He needs to kind of warm up to the week and the day.
Larry. I need a 14 wedding dress.
Size 14 wedding dress Sunday, very special wedding through Get Marty, and you identified this couple.
Lenny and Tracy. They live in Clareton. And Lenny is dying, stage 4 cancer. Severely injured, quite frankly, in Iraq. I love these people. I met them. And explosions. He was an expert in explosives, and it hurt him.
Demolition expert.
Yep, and now he's had 7 cancer surgeries. And this beautiful story is that he wants to marry his sweetheart before he dies. And we're going to have a wedding at their house, have about 20 people. I got friends, Jeff Cohen, all the food. Mark Sorreo, the cake. Unbelievable woman on the north side. We're going to have her on here making their rings. We got my favorite pastor. James Hogan's going to be there. But I need a wedding dress. I had to get Tracy measured for a dress. Size 14. Larry, you had a friend who texted me the other day. And it's right here. Bob Curry, wedding dress. Folks, we need a size 14 wedding dress. Do you know wedding dresses at all, Larry?
I don't know either, anything about them, but I'm sure somebody listening can help her out.
She's amazing. She's not picky. She's absolutely so happy about doing this.
And you can email us at bigkmornings@kdkradio.com, or you can call 866-391-1020. If we could do this today, that would be great to get that wrapped up.
We need a size 14 wedding dress, or email me, getmarty@kdkradio.com. Get Marty at kdkradio.com. 14 wedding dress. How about that? Let's
keep 7:52, Big K Morning Show. So in the midst of the focus on Kennywood and the gun violence, we have this greatness. Marty, you point out, Get Marty. So we found a wedding dress for this special
so cool.
wedding. And now we got Chuck from Mount Washington on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Chuck, welcome to KDK Radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
What's up, man? What do you got? I love this call, man. Jump in here, man.
My family has a flower shop that I run in Mount Washington, and you said, I didn't hear you mention floral through the process, so I'm calling to donate whatever you need flower-wise.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
What's the name of the flower shop?
Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E.
And how long you been there?
80 years.
Whoa.
80 years. How do you like it so far?
Not me personally, but it feels like it sometimes.
Yeah, I get it. Well, that is extraordinarily generous of you, Chuck. And you brightened up a Monday. It's pretty dreary to start, but that is spectacular.
You bring hope, brother. What motivates you to do this?
I try to, like, living is giving.
Living is giving.
Didn't you just say that, Larry?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Did you see that story on CBS this morning? It was
beautiful.
Incredible.
It was beautiful. All right, man. We'll be in touch. That's absolutely amazing, my friend.
All right, brother.
Thank you for your generosity.
Thank you. Have a good day, Brian.
You got it. Chuck, hang on the line. We'll get Rob. Make sure we got your contact info.
It's amazing.
That is.
So I think it's so significant because, you know, we can bring the world down, right, Larry? Everything sucks. You're going to get shot. You're not safe. It's apocalyptic. But when the rubber hits the road, Larry, there was so much greatness.
In this town, especially.
They never
and
say
that's
no.
That's not just lip service.
No, man.
Trust me when I tell you, not every city's like ours that regard. No. This is one of the most extraordinarily generous regions of anywhere on earth.
That wedding is this Sunday, by the way. I'm bringing my kids. I told them. I want you to see love. I want you to see what commitment is about. I want you to understand the magnitude of what we do here to try to make a difference.
Just do me a favor.
Yeah.
Make sure the ceremony's after the Steeler game.
What time's the game?
One.
It is after the game.
Okay, good. There's probably a reason for that. It's 7:55 KDKA.
Can't get the pastor, my man James Hogan, till late afternoon.
He's watching the game.
No, he has a service at 11.
I got it.
My brother.
I'm only half kidding.
I'm with you. From the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Kathy always say, don't plan anything if you want people to show up during a Steelers game.
Absolutely. You know, I know sometimes after church, if we have a meeting, everybody's like, it can't be if it's a Steelers game at 1 o'clock. Nope. We are dealing with some traffic out there on the roadways, and the fact that Delafield Avenue ramp to northbound 28 has closed is causing a little bit of a delay for folks as you travel through that area. Now, on the inbound side of 28, it's getting busier around Millvale. On the outbound side, it does slow right around Fox Chapel. And we're also seeing slow traffic across the river on Allegheny River Boulevard. That slows for you between Sandy Creek and Nadine. A reminder for folks, though, over on Verona Road at 2nd Street, that's going to close right around 9 o'clock. That's a heavily traveled intersection there. That closes at 9 around the clock until the end of October. So a definitely detour around that one as well. Our next AAA traffic on the 5 is at 8:05. I'm Kathy Berkman on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And we have a mostly cloudy Monday, rain off and on yesterday, last night. But most of the showers well east of the city right now could be a little drizzle here or there. And 64 in the high, 55 at the airport now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.